from approximately coast to coast and coming to a stage near you, maybe, it's the incomparable Radio Theater.
The year 1925. The place, a cave in the wilderness of Kentucky. A man named Floyd Collins has been exploring, trying to find a new entrance to Crystal Cave. And then tragedy struck.
They say he was trying to find a new way into the cave.
But they already knew one way in.
You don't get to be an explorer by going the way everyone knows.
And then he got stuck?
He got stuck.
How long's he been down there?
Days? Weeks? I don't even know anymore.
Tragedy for Floyd, that is. He was trapped in a narrow passage approximately 55 feet below ground. But this tragedy was a boon to the newsmen and the emerging medium of radio.
Rescue efforts continue apace to retrieve Mr. Collins, but the situation is getting dire.
Mr. Collins is still able to communicate with us even now, and we will try to get his comments shortly.
One newspaper man in particular kept vigil by the hole through which they could communicate with Collins.
Hey, Floyd!
Hmm?
How's it going down there?
Same as ever.
Seen any good shows lately?
Shows?
Theater shows, bright lights, dancing girls, all that jazz.
Not really. I've been stuck in a cave.
I was going to say.
I wish you weren't.
Hey, Ace.
My name's not Ace.
I was trying a thing to cheer you up.
Please stop.
Hey, Floyd. What's the difference between a fish and a piano?
Please go away.
You can tune a fish, but you can't piano!
That's not even the right punchline.
Pretty sure it is.
There's a dark, smoky haze in the cavern.
What you doing, Ace?
There's a dark, smoky haze in the cavern, with stalagmites as high as an elephant's eye. My oxygen's low, and I'm going to die. Oh, what a terrible cavern. Oh, what a horrible cave. I've got a deep sinking feeling my life ain't worth trying to save.
Telegram for Mr. Collins. Telegram for Floyd Collins.
I'll take that.
Are you Mr. Collins, sir?
He's indisposed at the moment.
Well?
It's from the rights holders. You need to sing something else.
Floyd Collins, trapped in a cave in Kentucky, and there you are. Tune in again next time when we hear Floyd say...
Pretty sure that's a pee under there.
Under where?
Under the mattress.
You're delirious. Though it is a rock bed.
And there you are. This is the Finley Quality Network, and you're not.
Hey everyone, it's David here, and I wanted to let you know about what's coming up on the Incomparable Radio Theater. We've got our live show, Viva Aloha, coming up soon. This is a show that asks the musical question, what if Magnum P.I. had been an Elvis movie? We've also got an exciting two-part time travel story with a character you haven't even met yet. We have more of the adventures of Scoutmaster Green on his own. And we even have a couple of live shows coming up in the Midwest. There's one I can tell you about right now. If you happen to be in Louisville, Kentucky in July 2027, you can see us doing a live radio theater show with the cowboy band Suede Saddle, along with a little group called the Louisville Orchestra. So stay tuned for more exciting adventures on the Finley Quality Network. And we'll let you know when the live shows are coming along. You could even subscribe to our newsletter. I'll put a link in the show notes. You have been listening to the Incomparable Radio Theater, featuring Ben Cameron, Kevin R. Free, Kathleen Showalter, Jacqueline Landgraf, and me, David J. Lohr. And now, my favorite outtake from this recording session, where we introduce Ben to a show called Manimal. But what it is...
What is Manimal? Oh my God! Oh my!
So do you know who Glenn Larson is?
It was a great show.
The guy who created Knight Rider, Battlestar Galactica, all these insane shows. He created a show in like the early 80s called Manimal, which is Dr. Simon... What's his name? No, Jonathan... Simon McCorkindale was the actor. Jonathan something. And he went to the deepest, darkest part of Africa following his father, the archaeologist, and he like discovered the secrets of transforming himself into three types of animals.
Ooh.
So he could be like an eagle, a panther, and I forget what the third one was, but it was usually the panther. And so they had William Conrad doing the narration for the opening of this thing. And it would always end with, "And that was Manimal."
I remember the.
It's
that.
Hilarious. It's awful. It is just.
It was amazing. Awful. Dr. Jonathan Chase. Wealthy,
thank you.
Young, handsome. A man with the brightest of futures. A man with the darkest of pasts. From Africa's deepest recesses to the rarefied peaks of Tibet. Heir to his father's. There's something about
niche.
The light. Yeah, I know. I have trouble seeing.
I hope that the third animal he turns into is like a standard fish.
I think it's a bird.
Eagle, panther, walleye.
Jonathan Chase, master of the secrets that divide man from animal, animal from man.
Manimal.
Wow.
Na na na.
Glub.
Na, na.